What did Christian do to the shoulder?
Sore. Yeah, took a hit.
Anything overly concerned about?
We'll see tomorrow. You know, again, a lot of these things, guys, you know, like I always tell you, it's about what happens the next day.
Daryl was in a boot after the game Sunday. Is it ankle, foot?
Foot was sore. So we didn't put him out on the practice field today.
Was it from this week or from?
That I couldn't tell you. All I know is I just saw the same thing you did. He walked on the airplane. He had a boot on. And they told me his foot was sore when he got done with the game. I think a little bit has to do with the surface we played on.
It's great to participate. But you optimistic that he can get back out there?
Right? Well, we'll see tomorrow. I mean, again, you know, a lot of these guys, this is from the game, and we'll see how everybody is tomorrow.
And it also said the turf might have been in effect. So was that
exactly? That's exactly what I'm talking about as far as the foot, the toe are concerned.
Turf run a little harder.
It's just it? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I'm not the one running on the turf. I just know that it was different. We had some guys that came off of it with sore feet and a toe.
Is Bird still on track?
So far, he had a good day today. You know, ran around, looked good, caught some balls. So, you know, doing some good things.
Vastly different in week 13 than they were in week 3. How far has your team come since week 3, and what have you seen on film with New Orleans, their progression as well?
Well, I think, you know, both teams are obviously playing better. Other than that, I based on how they played against us and what I've seen, they're a good football team.
I mean, such a big game going into this game, and you've got a lot of question marks. Is that a concern at all?
Oh, it's a concern. I mean, you just don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm like you guys. I won't know until tomorrow. I really won't. And then I won't know until Friday morning, and I really won't know until Saturday morning. And I might not know till game time, but we'll see.
Coach, with the way that Tyler Larson has been playing this season, do you feel just as comfortable with him out there as you might with Ryan at this point?
I think so. I think Tyler's done a tremendous job for us. He's gotten better and better each week, especially the last few weeks. I think, you know, working himself into that position the beginning of the season, you know, we struggled as an offensive line, but I also think we struggled because we were getting used to each other. And I think we're at a point now, our quarterback's a little bit healthier than he was at the start of the season. We have a bit better feel and understanding of the players we have around him, the playmakers. And I think our offensive line has kind of settled into the group of guys that are playing right now.
Do you think that consistency has a lot to do with kind of their evolution?
I think so.
Evolution?
I think it's a big part of it. I think, you know, guys that work together, play together, get a better feel for one another. And I think that's important. And we didn't quite have that at the beginning of the year. I think now it's easy for us to feel better about it. You know, those guys, for the most part, have played together, you know, from the beginning of the year to now. So, again, I'd expect that we should be playing better.
Coach, what's the biggest difference you see in this Saints team now from the first time you played them earlier in the season?
I don't see much of a difference. I really don't, as I said earlier. You know, they played well against us, and they've played well all year. I think they've got a number of weapons. They use the weapons very well. I think, you know, they've got a first ballot quarterback, you know, that's playing very well at a high level. I think Coach Payton utilizes all the weapons he has very nicely.
New Orleans was pretty disruptive up front last time around, and also Cam had a season low in carries. What does him now using his legs a little bit more do to kind of throw off that pass rush?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I think some of it is you know, with him healthier, doing things differently, throwing the ball better for the most part. I think it slows some things down. I think you've got to be aware of more of what he can potentially do now, and I think that helps him. It helps us.
How challenging is it to treat this game like any other game when we all know there's a lot more on the line, especially with the division lead?
Yeah, there's no challenge as far as I'm concerned. It's an important game, and when you're done with this one, next week will be just as important. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. And at the end of the day, you got to win. I think that's been that's our approach. Is that, you know, this is very important. You know, and I'll go back to the mantra I've used before. It's the most important one we'll play because we're about to play it. And I think that's the truth. There's a lot riding on it. We know that. And after this week, next week, there'll be a lot riding on that as well because of who we will be playing.
Ron, when you guys have officiating concerns, you can call the league. Is there a deal where you can kind of let someone know if you indeed have any concerns about the turf up there?
Well, I don't know, Joe. I mean, all I know is our couple of our guys, you know, complained about it. But, you know, because, I mean, we're fortunate. We practice on grass. We play on grass. And there's a big difference. There really is.
When you guys were scouting Kamara, was anything the comparison to him and McCaffrey at all? Did you see a lot of similarities?
We did. We saw a lot of similarities. And at that point, you know, we liked them both. But we liked Christian where we liked him.
What set Christian apart?
I think the success he had had the prior season to the success he was having at his last year there. I mean, he had 2 years in a row where he did it and did it at a very high level. Kamara did it and did it very well.
When you look at what being asked of Christian versus what's being asked of Kamara, how much more is Christian being asked to do than him now?
I couldn't tell you that. I mean, I've only broken him down this week for about three games. You know, I've been with Christian the entire season. You know, and they utilize him a little bit different than we utilize our guy.
Right. Captain said he actually offered to fly himself to New Jersey to play in that game last week. Is that accurate, and how did you respond?
I responded that, you know, he was contagious, and we just couldn't take a chance.
Good to have him back.
Yes, it is. It is good. He had a good day of practice today.
Do you anticipate him seeing more snaps against the Saints than the last time around? He was kind of upset that he only, I think, played 10 that game. But your defense has been going, do you anticipate he'll be playing more this time around?
I anticipate Coach Wilkes calling the game the way he calls it. If that means he plays more, he'll play more. If it means he doesn't, he won't. It's that simple, guys. I mean, you know, sometimes you're going to be happy, sometimes you're not. But you got to understand that what people are deciding, what people are doing, they're doing because they believe it's the best thing at the time. You know, hindsight's 20/20. You go back and look and say, yeah, he should have played him more, or I should have played him less. I'm going to take your pick on that one.
Captain also said that limiting the Saints' explosive plays is going to be one of the keys for you guys this week. From a technical standpoint, how do you do that in practice? How do you emphasize that in practice?
Well, I think the key, though, is just making sure you're in position where you're supposed to be. If it calls for you to be over the top, you got to be over the top. If it calls for you to, you know, use your leverage to the inside, your leverage to the outside, you've got to be in those positions. That's one of the things that, when you go back and look at some of the things that have happened to us, and not just against the Saints, but last week against the Jets, or anybody for that matter, where we've given up a big play. It comes down to just trusting your responsibility, doing your job, and understanding what and why.
You're wearing that shirt today. I haven't seen you wear that before.
G2X? It's for the defensive line. It's got nothing to do with Gatorade.
Is there a reason?
No. Just a little emphasis for the D-line.
Saints have really taken off behind that running attack. Just talk about that two-hitter monster that they got. They got rid of Adrian Peterson, and things just kind of seem to just open up for them.
Well, I think, again, a big part of it is doing what fits them, just like us. At the end of the day, you go out and you do what you think is best for the team. You know, Coach Payton felt it was better to have the two runners that he has. I think because they can do certain things throwing the ball as well, it helps open up some running lanes and vice versa.
Turf perhaps had something to do with Greg also with that.
Oh, now you're asking me too much. I have no idea about that.
Good. Thanks, Coach.
Good. Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,